In 1972, Colorado Springs, 7-year-old Mary walked alongside her brother Donald, who wore a bedsheet and muttered endless prayers. This wasn't mere eccentricity, but a glimpse into the extraordinary saga of the Galvin family, parents with 12 children, 6 of whom would develop schizophrenia. Their story would eventually transform our understanding of one of humanity's most devastating mental illnesses. What makes their journey so compelling isn't just the statistical improbability of their situation, but how their lives became intertwined with the evolution of schizophrenia treatment in America. Imagine discovering that your family's deepest suffering might hold the key to helping millions worldwide. This is exactly what happened on Hidden Valley Road, where behind the facade of the perfect American family lay both unspeakable tragedy and the seeds of scientific breakthrough. Don and Mimi Galvin seemed to embody the American dream. He ran the Air Force Academy's falconry program, while she managed their household of 12 children, 10 boys and 2 girls, with military precision in their Hidden Valley Road home. Mimi maintained rigid control through assigned chores, dress codes, and high standards. She managed massive meals, frequent grocery runs, and earned local recognition for her cooking. The children were pushed toward intellectual achievement, with Mimi's perfectionism extending even to neighborhood kids. Behind this polished exterior, trouble brewed. Donald, the eldest and a star athlete, terrorized his siblings when parents were absent. His behavior progressed from mischief to violence. At 17, after an incident where he broke 10 dishes, his parents dismissed the signs as teenage rebellion. But Donald himself felt something was deeply wrong, a fear that would soon transform the family. Donald's mental health collapsed during his freshman year at Colorado State. After a breakup, he spiraled, hiding in an abandoned fruit cellar and accumulating massive phone bills. A psychiatric evaluation revealed disturbing behaviors, suicidal gestures with nooses and gas, pricing caskets, and murderous delusions. He'd also attempted suicide twice at age 12. Don and Mimi avoided institutionalization, fearing harsh state hospitals and theories that might blame Mimi as a schizophrenogenic mother. His brother Jim soon showed similar symptoms, hearing voices, becoming paranoid, and self-harming. A 1969 family photo of all 12 children marked when Mimi first saw Jim losing his mind, like Donald. The pattern would ultimately affect 6 of the 10 Galvin sons. Each followed a similar path, promising young men whose minds fractured in early adulthood, leaving their parents searching for answers in an era when mental illness was poorly understood. The family's unprecedented concentration of schizophrenia would later become scientifically significant. By 1970, Donald's condition had deteriorated to the point of an attempted murder-suicide with his wife using toxic chemicals. Don and Mimi maintained appearances, continuing social activities and sending upbeat family letters that concealed Donald's hospitalization and divorce. The psychiatric system offered little help. Colorado State Hospital had a dark legacy of forced sterilization and electroshock therapy. New drugs like Thorazine sedated patients but caused severe side effects, including tremors and muscle disorders. The family's unraveling peaked at Thanksgiving 1972, when Jim and Donald's violent altercation ruined Mimi's dinner, prompting her to destroy her gingerbread house in despair, crying, "You boys don't deserve this." Behind closed doors, Jim Galvin sexually abused his younger sisters, Margaret and Mary, with Margaret enduring attacks at night. The abuse began when Margaret was 5, with both sisters keeping their trauma hidden. In 1973, Brian, the 4th son, killed his girlfriend before dying by suicide. The family concealed his schizophrenia diagnosis and antipsychotic medication. Several sons fled, fearing the condition might be contagious. 10-year-old Mary watched tearfully as her parents drove away with her sister Margaret, who'd found refuge with a wealthy family friend. Left with her mentally ill brothers, Mary coped by creating order, organizing her room obsessively and maintaining a packed schedule to stay away from home. Margaret's new life included household staff, private planes, and fine art, yet she struggled to adjust while concealing her family's history. In 1979, Mary entered Hotchkiss Boarding School, where, after a traumatic high school incident, she adopted her middle name Lindsay as a fresh start. At the University of Colorado Medical Center, researchers approached schizophrenia from different angles. Robert Friedman developed a sensory gating test, measuring the brain's ability to filter information, while Lynn DeLisi pursued genetic research. When Joe became the sixth Galvin son diagnosed with schizophrenia in 1982, DeLisi recognized the family's research potential. She collected blood samples from all family members, and Mimi finally saw hope that their suffering might advance scientific understanding. In college therapy, Lindsay confronted how her childhood coping mechanisms had become limitations. A breakthrough came discussing her eighth-grade assault, with her therapist helping her overcome self-blame by naming it directly. They raped you. When Lindsay told Mimi about Jim's abuse, her mother revealed her own molestation by a stepfather. Though this created connection, Lindsay felt frustrated by Mimi excusing Jim through mental illness. At a family dinner, Lindsay finally confronted Jim directly about the sexual abuse. Lindsay and her sister Margaret discovered they had both endured abuse without knowing of each other's trauma. After years apart, they rebuilt their relationship through shared experiences and cooking together. Meanwhile, Friedman's lab made crucial discoveries about schizophrenia, finding the 7-nicotinic receptor in the hippocampus controlled key inhibitory neurons and identifying chRNA7 as the first gene definitively linked to the condition. The Galvins had half the normal number of 7 receptors, leading to the development of DMXBA, a synthetic compound mimicking nicotine's therapeutic effects. By 2009, researchers McDonough and DeLisi were studying DNA from hundreds of families affected by schizophrenia, with the Galvins providing crucial genetic insights as their largest sibling group. After failed drug trials targeting his discovered chRNA7 gene, Friedman made a crucial insight. Schizophrenia might begin during fetal development. He found the gene needed choline, a common nutrient, not synthetic drugs. A double-blind study showed pregnant women receiving high choline doses had babies with significantly better auditory gating, 76% normal versus 43% in the control group. In her final days after another stroke, Mimi maintained her humor despite communication difficulties. Donald visited with flowers, showing moments of clarity between delusions. After Mimi's death in 2017, Lindsay managed the house sale and discovered hidden family secrets through medical records, including Donald's attempted murder-suicide and her father's depression treatments. That summer, Lindsay's daughter Kate began working in Friedman's laboratory, where her relatives' genetic material had been studied and choline trials conducted. The Galvin's tragedy became a scientific breakthrough, offering hope to millions. Their genetic material and willingness to share their story opened new frontiers in understanding and potentially preventing schizophrenia, transforming their greatest wounds into their greatest gift.